And today, the California State Senate is expected to vote on a $1.1 billion emergency water bill that was introduced last week by Governor Jerry Brown. It's an attempt to help Californians deal with the drought, which is now entering its fourth year. On the day he introduced the bill, Governor Brown warned residents to prepare for sacrifices.
This is a struggle, and it's going to be something we're going to have to live with for how long, we're not sure. We're going to have to find the recycling, the storage, the efficiencies. And there's more to do. The Water Board just issued some orders yesterday. There'll be more orders to come. So it's not a partisan problem. The drought is a real problem, a hydrological challenge. We're going to meet it the best way we can by pulling together.
Katie Orr is a state government reporter for Capital Public Radio. She's with us from Sacramento to talk about this. Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell us what this bill would do exactly.
Yeah, it's about a $1.1 billion package, and it would do a couple things. We should note that only about $27 million of this dollars of this money is actually new. The rest of it has already been approved in terms of bonds for the state, so most of the money already exists. What this does is try to speed up the application of that money. There's some emergency funds that will go out fairly soon to help bring water to some communities that, for whatever reason, don't have fresh drinking water or don't have a stable supply of that drinking water. But over half of the money is actually for flood control projects.
Well, explain that, because people may be surprised to hear that. Why is so much in a drought bill related to flood control?
Right. Well, Governor Jerry Brown has said he's a big fan of the phrase boom and bust. He uses it a lot when he's talking about California's economy, and he used it talking about the drought, because he says typically when places go through extended periods of drought, then they'll get a lot of rain afterwards. And so we need to have, he says, the flood control projects in place to deal with the uncertainty of the climate, and so that if we do have some rain, we are prepared for it.
But if this drought is so historic, as we know that it is, and we've talked a lot on this program about it, why isn't more money and why isn't more new money being spent by the state to deal with the drought and the effects of it?
Well, the lawmakers here are fond of saying, and I think it's true, they can't make it rain. You know, what they can do is build reservoirs so that when it does rain, we have a place to capture it. They can build pipelines. Governor Jerry Brown is proposing a very controversial pipeline that would help get more water down south to L.A. They can do things like that, but they can't actually make it rain. And so what they are trying to do is, as I mentioned before, kind of speed up the process, because when bonds get passed, they can take years to actually be put into action, because you have to go through the whole process of seeing where the projects are going to be and actually getting them built and things like that. So this is trying to streamline that. But in situations like this, when you're dealing with nature, there's not a whole lot that the politicians can really do.
Well, where are we right now on the drought? I see in the LA Times that in some ways, California is actually better off than it was last year. Shasta Lake, which is the largest reservoir in California, 58% full right now, compared with 45% full a year ago. On the other hand, we see a story just today about ski resorts in California having to close early because they don't have enough snow.
Yeah, I think people were optimistic because we got a good period of rain and snow in December. And so people were thinking, oh, we're started off to a good winter. Things are going to be okay. And that might have contributed to some of the reservoirs being more full this year than they were previously. However, that was it. We didn't really get any storms to follow up on that. There just really has not been any snow. And unfortunately, people's conservation efforts have kind of slacked off a little bit.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's because it's gone so long. Last year, Governor Jerry Brown called for a 20% voluntary 20% conservation rate for everyone in California. And at first, people, you know, they were amped up. They were doing it. It was summer. They were holding back. And then, you know, time goes by and people kind of, it's like anything, you know, you get comfortable with it, you turn on the tap, your water's still coming out. So, you know, maybe there's not the drought we've said. Southern California has gotten a few more rainstorms, although it's really the snowpack in the Sierra that is something that we really need to supply water for the state. So the rain in Southern California might be nice, but it doesn't necessarily address the drought.
And this is not the first bill from the governor to address the drought. Should we expect another one if this bill passes, which it's expected to?
Yeah, I think what we would expect next is mandatory conservation. During his news conference, which you played a clip from, the governor was talking about the State Water Resources Control Board, which has so far been the one in charge of implementing the different conservation measures that we have had. And those, though, have all been, you know, sort of voluntary. And now he is saying he understands that they are trying to take a measured approach, but it might be time for him to go urge them to take a little bit more drastic action.
All right. We'll be watching what he does. Katie Orr, state government reporter for Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.